Zohar Chok Yisrael, Day 2 of Parshas Bereishis, and excerpt from the Introduction 10a. Blazer Rabbi Omar. Blazer opened the discourse and said, a verse from Shir Shirim, Mi Zos Olah Min Ha'Olah, who is this who ascends from the wilderness? So Zohar explains, Mi Zos, Klala the train condition, inclusion of two levels of holiness, the train element of two worlds, Bechibur Chada in one bond, Kishur Chada, one attachment and one bond, from the internal light and surrounding light, and these two worlds, Mi is Madri 50, refers to Bina, which has 50 gates, and Zos means this, refers to Malchus, which is like in front of our eyes, you can point to it and say this. And they need to be attached together. Bina is the Shechina, the feminine receiving aspect of the worlds above, and its counterpart below is Malchus. And together they ascend means ascent of the lower Shechina and upper Shechina, revelation of Hashem's presence above and below. Olam Mamish actually ascends. Mahavi Kodesh Kadoshin, be Holy of Holies, all the way up to the Keser. The Kodesh Kadoshin, me, because Holy of Holies is me, Bina, light of Keser, manifest to Bina, Vizchabra, Vizos, and it's attached to Zos, which is Malchus. Begin the Mahavi Ola, in order to be an ascent, means a raising of Hashem's revelation of Hashem's honor in the universe. The Kodesh Kadoshin, which is Holy of Holies, again to this inner light of the Keser manifesting. What about what it says after that in the verse, Min Amidbar, from the wilderness? And behold, from the wilderness inherits to be a bride. And enter into the canopy. Because we know that we received the Torah in the wilderness. And through that, the Shekhinah became as if we were a bride. It means there was a connection between above and below. It's like between bride and the groom, which is a parable like above and below. And to that, enter the chuppah, which unites them. So we're able to see Hashem's light in both places, above and below, equally. So that's the connection. That through me and Zos arising, as process of giving of the Torah, which is on the 50th day, there was a ascent of Bina to Malchus, Malchus to Bina, Bina to the inner light of the Keser, and through that, they united, and it's like giving the Torah as a wedding. So furthermore, another explanation, Min Amidbar, from the wilderness, Yehi Ola, she ascends, Kamatam, as we find that it says, Midbarich Nave, Umidbarich, and your wilderness. That's a simple explanation verse, but by the way, from homiletical interpretation, that's the way Zohar explains it. Midbarich Nava, and your wilderness is beautiful. And also Zohar is further taking a step, this way of explanation. And Midbar itself, what's the secret of the wilderness? This place we give in the Torah, that the idea of the Torah is to speak words of Torah. Masayim Bepez says many places in Zohar you have to say the words of the Torah. So it says, and your wilderness is beautiful, and b'hal midaber, in that speech of the utterance of the lips, Yehi Ola, she ascends. When we say words of the Torah, it raises the Shekhinah up. Causes the Shekhinah to be revealed in the universe. Tanina, and we learned, Ma'a d'chsi, what does it mean? Elohim adir me'ilu, these mighty deities. What is this referring to? Almighty divine powers, that was the proper translation. In terms of that verse, Elohim, Elohim amakim es mitzrayim. These are the divine powers that smite Egypt, b'chol maka b'midbar, in every plague in the wilderness. And Hashem commanded his divine attributes to punish the Mitzrayim, the subjugate they hold upon us, we should be able to go free. But the Zohar asks, does this really jive? B'chol the Ovid lon kutcher b'chol b'midbar hava. And did everything Hashem do for us was in the wilderness. For Yeshua, behold, it was in civilization. Hashem did it in the land of Egypt. So what does it mean? The wilderness in terms of relative to the plagues. Ela b'midbar b'dibura. When it says wilderness, it means in speech. The beautiful speech. Hashem told Moshe, say, tell Paro about the plague and say. And that's how it came about. And through our saying words of the Torah, we also awaken upon ourselves miracles. And Hashem should awaken plagues to smite the wicked and save us. Kamona Tomar, as you find, it says, Mirich Naveh, and your speech is comely. See, when it's written, Mimidbar Haharim, and from the speech of mountains. Alfachi also over here, Olam in Midbar, ascends from the wilderness, Minam Adaber, Father, certainly from speech. Bahai Mila de Puma, and that word of the mouth. Isalka, she from the Shechina, ascends, for Olas, Bein Gadfei de Ema, and enters between the wings of Ema, Labasar, and afterwards, Bidibur, in speech, Nachta, descends Visharya al Rishayu Dhyamakadisha and rests upon the head of the holy nation. So in We make an awakening from below, and comes down light from above. Mein Nukrin, Mein Duchrin. Hey, Chsalka, how does she ascend the Dibur with speech when we say words of Torah? That brings the Shekhinah up and allows it to draw Shefa for us. The Ha'ab Yishiyusa, that behold it first. Kadbar Nash Koyim B'tzaf, when the person gets up in the morning. Islay Lebarcha Lemori. He should bless his master. B'shayt Dibarcha Chaynoi. The time when he opens his eyes, Heich Mevarach, how does he bless? Hachi Yavo Avdu Chassidi Kadmoi. This is what the original pious ones did. Natla Demaya Havu Yahavi Kamayu. They had a vessel of water before them. They had it prepared before they went to sleep. Zimna Nisaru Baleli, at the time when they got up at night. Oschen Yadayu, they washed their hands. Vekaimi, they got up. Oloin Biraisa, and spoke in the Torah. Vorche Alkriyasa, and they blessed on its reading. Tarnagol Kari, the rooster, crows. Vadin Palgas Leli Yamamish, and it's exactly midnight. So Zohar speaking first about them getting up, because we're first to get up. Supposed to get up a moment before the special moment of midnight in order to make sure to be up. Especially lucid at the special moment of midnight, which is the most precious time of the entire day. Then the Holy One, blessed be He, is found with the righteous in the Garden of Eden. And it's forbidden to bless with hands that are dirty and not clean. And that's all the time, not just when a person gets up. The whole day. Begin to be shaited about Nosh Noim, because at the time a person sleeps, spirit flies away from him. And at the time when his spirit flies from him, a spirit of impurity is like waiting and rests on his hands. Because the body is filled with the soul, source of holiness. As soon as the source of holiness leaves, so the mafia tries to come in and get a piece of the rock. And purifies them, the hands. It's forbidden to bless them without washing, because the hands like include the entire body. So the hands are not properly clean. So the rest of the entire body, especially the person says words, is affected. So therefore he has to wash his hands first. If you say, if so, according to this line of reasoning, behold in the day, the person doesn't sleep, the spirit doesn't fly from him, doesn't rest upon him a spirit of impurity. But in the case that something close, so Chad Oil Beis when enters into a bathroom, Lo Yevorech, does this mean that he shouldn't bless? Lo Yikra B'Torah, not reading the Torah, Filo Milachada, even one word, Ad Yischi Yadoi, until he washes his hands. Mitema, and if you'll say that, yeah, he should wash his hands first, begin him Luchlochi Minun, because they're dirty. Lav Hachiyu, that's not the way it is. Well, it's Lachlochu, how were they made dirty? In other words, spiritually. He could clean his hands, with water, but the ritual of washing three times back and forth, which is designed to, it's a type of supernatural thing, to remove the negative energy, the bad spirit. So, why does the person need to do that? Or should he need to do that every time he comes out of the bathroom in the daytime? So Zohar explains, Ella, rather, Vai Libnei Alma, woe to the people of the world, Lo Mashkichen, that they don't pay attention, Lo Yodin, Mikor Demarim, they don't know the honor of their master, Lo Yodi, they don't know, Alma Kaima Alma, what the world stands, Ruchachada Is Bechol Beisikise, there's one spirit in every bathroom, the Alma of the world, the Sharia Tamon, that rests there, is Hani Mehail Lechlucha V'Tinufa, and it derives pleasure from that dirt, and uncleanness, Riyad Sharia Alinun, it's born biyadoi debanash. Immediately, it rests on those fingers of the hands of a person when he goes in there. So therefore, when he goes out, he should wash, and his hands are clean to bless Hashem. It's like his whole body is clean. This is called blessing Hashem in purity, and his words awaken the Shekhinah, awaken from below. This is drawing the Shefa down from above.